Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC.
Let's move away from Brussels after I just posit this thought. God forbid there was a terror attack in London or indeed anywhere in the United Kingdom at any point. But imagine if it was on a day when junior doctors had withdrawn A&E. Because junior doctors in England will down stethoscopes in A&E departments next month for the first ever all-out strike in the history of the NHS. Let's just let those words hang in the air for a moment. The first ever strike in the NHS. Two full walkouts are planned in a final attempt to kill off new contracts. The government, unsurprisingly, says the move is a desperate and irresponsible risk to patients' lives. The British Medical Association, BMA, say doctors have no choice given the government's determination to press ahead with a new contract in the summer. The union had previously backed away from threats of the full walkout. The decision to revive it comes after emergency care only strikes seem to fail to make the government heed their concerns, they claim. Fears about patient safety make the tactic a higher risk one for the union. Johan Malavana, chairman of the BMA Junior Doctors Committee, said the government has left us with no choice. Briefly, I'll run through the details for you. The walkout is between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. on April the 26th and 27th, after another 48-hour strike on April the 6th, during which they will cover just emergency work. So the full walkout is towards the end of next month. My question to you is, does this change your sympathy? I think probably, broadly speaking, most of us saw the doctor's case, and in a straight fight between the doctors and the government, or a doctor and a politician, you're more likely to go for the doctor, aren't you? Have sympathy for him or her. But taking away emergency cover? We'll see. And let's speak with Philip Blond, who's director of the Res Publica think tank, former advisor to David Cameron. How wise is this action in your view, Mr. Blond?
I think it's very unwise. I think it's unwise for a number of reasons. I also take your point, Nick, that I think lives ultimately will be put at risk because the consultants who have to deputise for the doctors are coming away from cancer diagnosis, for example, which is rather worrying. But I think it's unwise for a deeper, more profound reason. This is not the issue that doctors should be striking over. Ultimately, the only point that is in dispute now is higher rates of pay for Saturday. We already have a situation where nurses are already on the rates of pay that the government is trying to introduce. And why is the government doing this? The government isn't reducing the overall pay bill to doctors. It's saying it wants doctors, more doctors, to be able to work at weekends. And part of that is stopping making it so expensive to employ doctors at weekends. And they're doing that because we know that staffing is a factor. We don't know how much of a factor it is, but it's part of an ecosystem, if you will, that means that we get higher deaths at the weekends. So really, what this is an attempt at a much-needed reform. Now, the terrible tragedy is I think that, and I've studied this case, I've read both offers, and I can't really see any case for the doctors doing this. However, I'm with the doctors on what I think is the deep point. The NHS is in crisis. It's a Soviet system. It's a supply-side monopoly that is no longer fit for purpose. The system is getting overwhelmed by people with diseases that it wasn't designed for. It's a 19th century system designed for industrial accidents or tuberculosis. It's getting overwhelmed by people with dementia, with kind of long-term conditions like cancer, with diabetes complications. What we have to do is we have to be brave enough in this country to redesign the system so it can meet the healthcare needs of where we are. Currently, it's not. We're also creating a system where these junior doctors are exasperated. They're paid relatively low. They have very high debts. Their peers, you know, who they went to university with, are often paid twice as much and work far less hours. They're highly stressed. It's no longer a good job. And I think that's what, it's really a proxy dispute about this. But we can only solve this by making a series of major strategic moves with the NHS that currently we are not capable of making.
Philip Blond, I will leave it there. Thank you. Director of the Res Publica think tank, former advisor to David Cameron. Right, how does that strike play out in the court of public opinion?